Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We got to Baruch Hashem hot days. We're at the end of the month of May. Some of you will be traveling to various places around the world. Some of you will not. And I thought it would be a very germane time to understand a phenomenon that we go through in the summer, which I would like to divide up into three categories. The first category, when I became a rabbi, I asked various rabbanim for advice. And one of them told me, you have to have four tickets in your pocket, or four cards. I said, what are the four cards? He said, the first card is called Lechatchila. The second card is called Bediyevet. The third card is called Besha'at Adchak. And the fourth card is the train ticket home. That's the way I would like to divide up the shiur that we're starting today regarding what we call an early Mincha Ma'ariv in the summer. The summer months, as you know, sunset could be very, very late, and therefore the time for Mincha and then Ma'ariv can be very late when they usually daven it in shuls. And therefore, I think it's very important that you understand halachically what it's based on. And I would like to divide it into three. Lechatchila, what can we do to make Mincha Ma'ariv early? Bidiyeved, what can we do to make Mincha Ma'ariv early? And number three, what is the Bidiyeved based on? Is it truly a Bidiyeved? No choice? Or perhaps, maybe not. And I'd like to call this year the 7 o'clock p.m. Mincha Ma'ariv of the summer. Because around the world, there is a phenomenon called the 7 o'clock p.m. Mincha Ma'ariv of the summer. Every Friday night, magically in the summer, Mincha Ma'ariv is at 7 o'clock. In the winter, it fluctuates every week. All of a sudden, you get to daylight savings times. Oh, it's always 7 o'clock. We don't care when Shabbos comes in. We don't care that on our calendars that we got from whatever organization you contribute money to, it says candle lighting is at 7 o'clock. Where did that come from? Now, I want to understand it together with you, and I hope by the end of this year, or shears, you'll understand that what I'm about to say, and that 7 o'clock phenomenon, is not necessarily bidiyeved, even though many can say it is, and I understand what it's based on. Perhaps it's even lechatchila. But we'll get to it slowly and properly. Yes?
When you link Mincha Ma'ariv, which adds a complication to it, would the shear be different than it was simply the early Ma'ariv?
You'll see in a moment. You'll see in a moment. Absolutely. So, let's begin. The Mishnah in Brachos, top of the source sheet, says, at the beginning of the fourth perek.
Are you talking about lechatchila for an individual or a tzibur?
We're going to get to that too. Let's start with an individual and a tzibur at this point, because it shouldn't be any different. Times of davening are governed by certain rules and regulations. And ultimately, a tzibur versus a yachid doesn't make a difference at this point. We're not yet ready to make that distinction.
Okay.
Not yet ready.
Okay.
We'll get to it. The Mishnah in Brachos, on the fourth chapter, beginning of the fourth chapter, I have an affinity to this Mishnah. It was the first Mishnah I ever learned in a Gemara. In other words, in a volume of a Gemara. So the Mishnah says, Tzvilas ha-mincha ad ha-erev, you can daven mincha till evening. I don't know what that means, but we'll leave that for a different shir. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad plaga mincha. Then the Mishnah says, Tzvilat ha-erev ein la keva. So what the Mishnah basically says is that according to the majority view, till when can you daven mincha every day? Till evening, from our perspective. We don't know what evening is, but that's a different shir. And Rabbi Yehuda says, till plaga mincha. What's plaga mincha? As you know, every day you have mincha gedola and mincha ketana. Mincha Ketana is 9.5 relative hours into the day, dividing up the day into 12 parts, meaning the daylight time into 12 parts, what we call day. 9.5 hours in is Mincha Ketana. Shkia is the 12th hour, or Tzeit HaKochavim is the 12th hour. It's a machloket between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. So whichever which way you divide the day, the in-between time between Mincha Ketana and the end of the day is called Plag HaMincha, literally half Mincha. Again, 9.5 hours into the day, you go all the way to the end of your day, either Shkia, sunset, or Tzeit HaKochavim when it's dark. The middle point is Plag HaMincha. Therefore, you all understand, if the Gra says that the end of the day is Shkia, when is his Plag HaMincha? Earlier or later than the Magen Avraham that says the end of the day is Tzeit HaKochavim, darkness?
He is later.
Who's later?
The Gra.
Why would he be later? If his day is shorter, because he only divides up the day from nates, from sunset to sunrise to sunset,
right,
obviously his plag HaMincha is earlier.
Okay.
So if you go on any of your apps as we're talking, and you go onto any of your apps with the Zmanim, you'll see that usually it will say there, plag HaMincha according to the Gra,
okay.
And then you know write out that the Magen Avraham is much later.
Okay.
That's Plaga Mincha. Again, 9.5 hours till the end of the day, the middle point. So, Rabbi Yehuda is a minority view in our Mishnah, and he says, Mincha ends at that time, broad daylight. When Mincha ends, what begins? Ma'ariv. We won't get into that now, because the Mishnah does say, Tfilat Ha'erev Ein La Keva, it does not have a specific permanent time. But ultimately, we're not talking about Kriyat Shema, we're talking about Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv will begin when Mincha ends. So therefore, according to the majority point of view, Mincha ends and Ma'ariv begins when it's evening, whenever that is. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Plaga Mincha. Now, how do we paskin if you didn't look at the rest of the page? No, Judaism 101, you see a Mishnah, there's a minority view, there's a majority view. Who do we paskin like? We're a very democratic society.
Normally it's the majority, but...
Acharei Robim Lahatot. You always paskin like the majority. But on this issue, surprisingly, there's no psak. The Mishnah doesn't give us a psak, it just gives us views. The Gemara usually gets to a psak halacha, not always, but on this specific issue, Bruce, there's no psak halacha. Amar Rav Chisda says Rav Chisda. Nechsayanan! So let's see what the people do, and we'll know what the psak halacha is. Midirav, mimatzli shel Shabbat pe'erev Shabbat mi ba'od yom, shmamina halachik Rabbi Yehuda. I saw Rav. He was davening Ma'ariv on Erev Shabbos when it was still light outside. From our perspective, he was davening Ma'ariv after which time?
After
Plaga Mincha, in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. Thus, the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Adarab, on the contrary, Midarav Huna, Rabbanan, Rav Huna, and Rabbanan, Lohavi Matzla Dorta. They would not daven until it gets dark, Shmamina, and halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. So we have different Amoraim in the times of the Gemara, davening Ma'ariv at different times. There's a minyan that starts, let's say, at 6:30 when it's broad daylight in the summer. And the davening Ma'ariv is saying, Hama'ariva Ravim. And there's another minyan by Rav Huna and Rabbanan, and they're davening at night. So what's the Gemara's psak? Hashta, that the law itmar hilchata lo kemar velo kemar, because we cannot say that the halacha is like either Rabbi Yehuda or the majority view. David kemaravad or David kemaravad. Everyone can do what they want. Pick
strange?
Your choice.
Is
that strange? Seems a little strange. What's strange about it?
That they leave it. It's a nice idea. I'm not sure we don't do this more often. But here they're not possible.
This is pretty good, huh? You know, my Long Island, New York mind can decide whatever I want. That's what the Gemara says. Do what you want. There's parameters. Either Rabbi Yehuda or Chachamim.
Right.
You can't daven Ma'ariv at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. But, take your choice.
It sounds like you're right, and you're right.
That's right. Very strange.
Like
they can't get to a psak halacha. If we were giving a Gemara shir now, we would probably see the legitimacy in both points of view.
Right.
But it's not the point, that's not where we're going now. We're going to talk halachically. How did the Rishonim understand that statement? Do what you want.
But your 7 o'clock doesn't fit the category.
We're getting there. So far we have two prototypes. One is you daven mincha till night and Ma'ariv at night. And the other prototype is daven mincha till plaga mincha, and ma'ariv after plaga mincha. Obviously, if you go with the plaga mincha point of view, you're davening earlier or later than the night point of view.
Earlier.
So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda would probably be very, very handy in the summer, and the Chachamim would probably be very, very handy in the winter. So if I just read the Gemara, and I saw this following line, da'avid kamaravad, da'avid kamaravad, I'd say, oh great, in the winter, I'm a chacham man, you know, majority view, you can't do what you want. But in the summer, I give the kavod to Rabbi Yehuda, all because of my own comfort. So in the Rishonim, and the Gaonim in Rishonim, to be more precise, there's a machloket, how to understand these words. Do what you want. Look on the right side of the page. Rav Hai Gaon, and many of the Gaonim say, I quoted it from the Otzar HaGaonim, which is a very important work on the Gemara, bringing about all the works of the Gaonim, which is the period before the Rishonim, before the medieval period, says as follows: Ule Olam, Mishol Sevo Ches Gidivrei Zekemoto, Al Sekol Yamav, Ve Ein Lo Laasot Pa'amim Kemar, Pa'amim Kemar, Elo, Lefi Mashe Nahag Vetafas Alav Amin Hag, Ve Ein Lo Lachzor Mimeno. What does Rav Hai Gaon say? How does he understand the Gemara? You can do what you want.
Pick one
for?
Either Plaga Mincha or Rabbanan.
For how long?
Oh, well.
For the rest of your life? The Gemara doesn't say pick and choose whenever you want to do every day. No! The Gaonim comes along, Rav Hai Gaon says explicitly, come to a psak alone.
Okay.
You can come to a psak, whatever it is, every individual. You don't have to have smicha. And the minute, Bruce, you get to a psak halacha, you got to do that for the rest of your life. What? Winter and summer. So in the winter, boy, are you doomed. You're doomed. 2:30 in the afternoon, you're davening Ma'ariv. Or you're finishing mincha. If you didn't daven mincha by 2:30, you got to daven Ma'ariv twice. Summer, you're in heaven. Everyone's running to mincha when they want to take their shoes off, put on their slippers, and you've already finished. For the rest of your life. No picking and choosing over here. What does the Gemara mean? Do what you want for the rest of your life. It's like the issue of waiting between meat and milk. You can't decide one day I'll wait 6 hours, the next day there's ice cream on the table, I'm all of a sudden a yeki, 1 hour, and then the third day that famous minute, no one knows where it comes from, the 3 hour thing, because I'm not hungry now. No, you take one, and that's the one you go with. That's how Rav Hai Gaon understood the Gemara. Yes, Bruce.
Can you interpret Kol Yamav that on any of your days?
No. Because now we're going to see the opposing point of view. The more makel point of view on the left side is the Me'iri. The Me'iri quotes the Gaonim, Katfua Gaonim. And then, as anyone that ever learned the Me'iri knows, that the Me'iri likes to bring a conglomeration of views, and he brings his point of view, and his perish on the Gemara, and the Beit HaBechira, which is his perish on the Gemara, that's what he usually does. So he brings the point of view of the Gaonim, and he says, Ve'eino niskam ledata ze klal. I don't agree at all. That's very harsh, no? I don't know. They talked harshly in those days. Ela biyom echad! So the Me'iri says two things. Number one, he says, when the Gemara says, do what you want, what did they mean? Not for the rest of your life, but rather, Bruce, that day. That day. Sunday Amar Rabbi Hudanik, Monday Amar Chachamnik. That's what it means. So if you can daven, so therefore you can daven all week like Rabbi Yehuda. But Friday night you want to eat dinner early, you can, excuse me, you can daven all week like a chamim. Mm-hmm. And Friday night you want to eat early, you can daven like Rabbi Yehuda. And there's no problem, he says, second assumption. There's no tarte de satre, which means you're contradicting yourself from Monday to Tuesday. Why? Because it's a derabbanan. And derabbanans were not so worried about that from one day to another. So two points of view, how to understand the Gemara. Go on and say, do what you want for the rest of your life and don't change it. And the other point of view of the Me'iri says, do what you want that day. But the parameters are pretty clear here. In other words, when we say do what you want, either for the rest of your life or that day, there's only two ways to go. Either you go like the Chachamim, means you daven mincha till Shkia or till the evening, and then you daven Ma'ariv. Or you do like Rabbi Yehuda, you daven mincha till Plaga Mincha and Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. Yeah.
You know, the Me'iri sense, it's very creative, I suppose. No one would tell you, you know, if you want to daven just like Sfar today, no Hashka tomorrow.
Correct.
As long as you're consistent in the day.
Correct.
No one would normally do that.
That's why I find this fascinating, because one of those places where indeed the Me'iri comes along and says, in a many very nice way, you can do and pick and choose and change every single day, but as long as on that day you're consistent. Now, what point of view isn't brought here? We have a point of view that says you have to do either like Rabbi Yehuda or Chachamim for the rest of your life. We have a point of view that says you have to do either like Chachamim or Rabbi Yehuda on that day. There's a third point of view that's not brought here. And what's that?
Picking just Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, picking one. No, maybe not. But I guess mixing both. Like you could.
I'll give you a hint, Bruce. Look at the topic on the top. What point of view isn't brought here? The point of view that says, you can pick Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim together. In other words, let's say today. Let's go on an app today. We're sitting in Efrat. Let's see.
That's
today, Plaga Mincha is at 8:08. Right. I'm going to daven Mincha at 6:08. I'm going to daven Mincha at 6:10 in accordance with Chachamim. Because Chachamim say you can daven probably, let's be very machner, till Shkia, 7:35. So 6:10 is long before Shkia. You can daven with a lot of kavana. 20-minute mincha. Well, today's Erev Lag Ba'Omer, you won't have 20-minute mincha. We'll cut it down a little. No tachnun. Okay. 18-minute mincha. Finish mincha. I do about face. Say, you know, maybe Rabbi Yehuda's right. Let me daven Ma'ariv now. After Plaga Mincha. So let me daven Ma'ariv. But wait a minute. You just daven mincha after Plaga Mincha. Isn't that a proof positive that you don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda? That point of view is not brought here. In other words, picking and choosing on the same day and contradicting yourself on the same day.
Well, it was more of a different day.
The Me'iri was willing for you to contradict yourself from Monday to Tuesday, but he was not willing to let you contradict yourself on the same day.
No, unless we say that the day begins with Marv, and so when you pick Marv, that's not a new day.
Cute. But quite frankly, I will just answer you very briefly that when it comes to davening times, we have a machlokas in the Gemara. What is davening like? Why do we daven? Is it because Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov daven Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv? Or the Korbanos? If it's like the Korbanos, in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't that the night went after the day, but rather the day went after the night. Yeah. And therefore, it's a little different. To make a long story short, gentlemen, as you can see here, you have to be consistent on the same day, at least, maybe for the rest of your life at most. Now, I will tell you that it's reported in Nefesh HaRav, a book written by Rav Herschel Schechter on the Minhagim of Rav Soloveitchik, that Rav Soloveitchik felt that the Gaonim were right, and he says he doesn't like this early Friday night minyan because what they're doing is two things that are terrible. Number one, they don't like when Shabbos comes in, so they sort of use the halacha to eat dinner when they want. They eat dinner every night at 7 o'clock. They want to do that Friday night even when Shabbos comes in at 8 o'clock. And number two, we obviously, I'm assuming, saw the Gaonim and said it's, you know, pick and choose. If you're doing this way, you do this way for the rest of your life. You don't pick and choose from one day to another.
8 o'clock, you may have a point. But if it's 10 or 11 o'clock...
Okay, you understand?
There's a question.
So, what is Am Yisrael paskin on this question?
If we just said, it's a tarkin, a tarkin.
Why?
Because you're davening two different time zones.
Right.
You're davening after Pag and Mincha, which correct. Means to you, you hold that...
That it's still day.
It's still day. And then you're davening Marv before Shkia, which
right.
doesn't go according to anybody.
So, if we today would make a minyan at 7 o'clock p.m. in Israel, when Plag HaMincha is at 6:08, 7 o'clock p.m. in Israel. Now, I didn't check when the Magen Avraham Plag is today, but let's assume it's not then. Okay, we daven Mincha for 10 minutes, 7:10, Mincha's over, and we do an about face and say, you know what, even though we thought by Mincha that the Chachamim were right, now we're having second thoughts. Maybe the Chachamim, maybe Rabbi Yehuda's right. And at 7:11, we daven Ma'ariv, you're doing a Tarte de Satra, you're contradicting yourself on the same day. That view is not brought in Rishonim. And indeed, if we look at the Shulchan Aruch, you could see the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha in Timon Reish Lamed Gimel. He says that Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaLayla LeRabbanan Rabbi Yehuda Ad Plag HaMincha. And then he says that there's no Psak Halacha. So even the Shulchan Aruch didn't paskin on this. Mark Gemara Vad V'Hagamad. And then he says, V'hushi Yaseh LeOlam Kechad Minayu. But you should always do like one of them. Sounds like who? The Gaonim or the Me'iri?
The Gaonim.
Right? Then he adds, so he says very simply, you have to choose one way to go. And therefore, if you chose to daven mincha all the way up to Shkia, you can't at Shkia all of a sudden say, you know, Rabbi Yehuda's correct. You know, Ma'ariv time was about an hour ago, so of course we can daven Ma'ariv now. You have to choose one way to go. Now he uses the word la'olam. Who used the word la'olam? The Gaonim. So, the Mishnah Berurah, even though he's sensitive to this, actually brings two points of view. The first point of view on the right side is like the Gaonim. La'olam kechad perush, shelo yinhag pam kach ufam kach, bishum dahave tarte desartere afilu lamachorat. Even from one day to another, it's no good. You have to choose one way for the whole week or for the rest of your life. You know what? Maybe I'll concede and say, according to the Gaonim, if I had to bring him back from the dead, I say, put in one sentence. So you have to do one way in the winter and one way in the summer. Okay, that's all right. Just to finish, the Mishnah Berurah, on the other hand, brings the point of view of the Me'iri and says, "Umikol shekein, shelo yitpalel biyom echad mincha achar plaga mincha kerabanan varvit kodem tzeta kochavim." When I saw this Mishnah Berurah, I got a little nervous. He's saying, and of course, on the same day, you shouldn't contradict yourself. What did he just say a second ago? He just said you have to pick one point of view for the rest of your life. So how would he come and say, "B'kol shekeinin, of course, on the same day." Obviously, the Mishnah Berurah is hinting to something. He's hinting that maybe people aren't exactly doing that. Perhaps they are making a distinction between winter and summer. And perhaps, even on the same day, they're contradicting themselves. So he brings both points of view. But he doesn't necessarily bring the second point of view as a lechatchila. He says, kol shekein, of course. How did Am Yisrael paskin on this question? fast said Rav Soloveitchik, like the Gaonim, for the rest of your life.
Right.
What did Am Yisrael Paskin?
Meiri.
Let's be honest. If we live in places where Tzeit HaKochavim is very, very late, that's when you utilize Rabbi Yehuda. And if you're halachically correct, on the same day, you'll utilize Rabbi Yehuda correctly. So since this week, Plaga Minchas at 6:08, or today, you'd probably make Mincha at what time? 5:50, 5:55, whatever it is to finish before Plaga Mincha, 6:09, Myrif.
So what do people do in, like, in Scandinavia? I was in Norway.
Absolutely this.
And what do they do?
This. But you understand very well it cannot be 7 o'clock p.m. for the rest of your life. Why? Because the Tarta de Satray on the same day. That we didn't see. That was not brought here.
So
the Mishnah Berurah was willing to say Akol Shekein. The Meiri was willing to concede on one day, but he never said on the same day, Daven Mincha after the plug, because it's before Shkia, and then do an about face and say, hey, you know, maybe Rabbi Yehuda's right. Let's daven Myrif now.
Okay, but it gets about 1 o'clock in the morning anyway. So what's the parameter?
10 o'clock at night. That's the plug of Mincha. By the way, if the day is longer, the point of Plaga Mincha is going to be much longer too. Because the day is longer. You die, say Havdalah, Sunday morning, you have no choice. Without an heir.
Another question. People of young children use the excuse, well, you know, my kids are up and I can be up if they make a late Shabbat. Is that acceptable?
Again, Rav Soloveitchik didn't like it. I think Am Yisrael paskind differently. And we're going to see why in 2 minutes. If you look at number 4, you'll see all this is great. And as I said many times, when your teeth are white, and when your kippah never falls off your head, and you're living in a perfect world, and everything's great. But we all know that sometimes things go wrong. And not always is the day so beautiful that we can have a minyan for Mincha at this time, and a minyan for Ma'ariv at that time. And the Shulchan Aruch, who has to write a code of Jewish law for life, has to be sensitive to life vicissitudes and intricacies. So what does the Shulchan Aruch add in that same siman? The Imidi Yevet, if by mistake, Yitpalot filat arid miplaga mincha velamala, yotza. And if you did daven Myriv from Plaga Mincha, it's okay. Even though a second ago he says, V'achshav, now, shenagul yitpalot filat mincha alalayla. In other words, we paskin like chachamim. You should never daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha. But if you did, said the Shulchan Aruch, it's okay. We'll see what that means in a moment. He goes on. Uvishaat hadchak, as I mentioned earlier, there's a lechatchila b'di'eved. Now there's a sha'at hadchak. Sha'at hadchak means, not by mistake, but an emergency of some sort, or something is pushing on your time. If you want an example, I'm going to give you the example that we're going to see. You won't have a minyan at 1 o'clock in the morning in Scandinavia. That's the sha'at hadchak. You can daven Myra from Plaga Mincha, even though in the winter you paskin differently. So as you could see in the Shulchan Aruch, he was sensitive to the Meiri, and he allowed it on different days, but not on the same day. And the Rama is quick to point out, the Rama functions in Krakow, Poland, the Rama functions in Eastern Europe. The more north you go from the equator, the longer the days, especially in the summer. So in his communities, because we daven Myriv after the plug, you're not supposed to daven mincha after the plug. We've paskined like Rabbi Yehuda. We daven Meir from the plug. So you have to daven mincha when? Before the plug. But you have no choice, whatever it is, you can utilize the chachamim. The Mishnah Berurah comes along and says as follows. V'sha'at atchak rotze lomar, da'afim darko tamid l'itpalel mincha achar plag, mikol makom yachol yitpalel tfilat David gamken bezman hazeh, mikol makom en la'akel bezeh, im al kol panim bo'oto hayom. Aval im bo'oto hayom gufa yitpalel mincha achar plag, shuv asul l'itpalel arvid kodem alayla, da'avit harte desart vid oto yom gufa. What is the, how does he interpret the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch says, we have to do like the Gaonim, pick one. And I don't care if Myrif is at 10 o'clock, that's when it's going to be. But, if on the same day, there's a special Sha'at Adchak, whatever it is, you're going to a wedding, you're going to a trip, on the same day, you can daven Mincha before the plug, and Myrif after the plug, in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. Now on the left side of the page, I just throw out there, maybe there's another way to interpret the Shulchan Aruch. What does he mean, B'Sha'at Adchak, you can do this or that? Maybe he means you can pick and choose the about face 7 o'clock p.m. Mincha Ma'ariv. Not sure. The way it's worded, the Mishnah Berurah is probably correct. So to sum up, I just want to say there's two points of view in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven Ma'ariv after the plag, and therefore Mincha time ends at plag. And according to Chachamim, Mincha time ends at Shkia or at nighttime, and ultimately from then on you can daven Ma'ariv. Can you pick and choose? The answer is yes. That's what the Gemara says. Either for the rest of your life, you pick and choose one, or on the same day. It's brought in the Shulchan Aruch. We saw that the Shulchan Aruch's preference is clearly choose for the rest of your life. But if you have a Sha'at Adchak of some sort, you can choose on the same day. If I can give just an example, if you're going on a flight, going, let's say, from Canada, from America to Israel, and you know how hard it is to daven on a plane, and I don't want to get into that story again. I think if you're smart at the gate and it's after plag, or right near the plag, you'd make a minyan for mincha. You'd wait 2 minutes till plag, then you make a minyan for ma'ariv. So you're paskening like Rabbi Yehuda on the same day. It's all consistent, but on the same day, the fact that yesterday you daven ma'ariv late and the day after you're going to daven ma'ariv late, that day, because of the sha'at adchak you're in, you're going onto a plane, you can daven both mincha and ma'ariv, not on the plane, but when you're waiting at the gate. And it's a very good idea, and as you could see, there's legitimacy for it. Though, as you can see here, there's ladders. The best ladder is, stay consistent for the rest of your life. Second one is, you can change on the same day. The third one we have not seen yet is the 7 o'clock p.m. Mincha Ma'ariv, in which on the same day, you contradict yourself. You daven mincha after the plag. As we said, the plag today is 6:08, so you daven mincha 6:10. Shkia 7:35, plenty of time. And then, after you daven finish mincha at 6:20, you say, maybe Rabbi Yehuda's right, the Chacham are wrong, let's daven Ma'ariv. That we have not seen. It's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not brought in the Mishnah Berurah, but there's hints to it. There's hints, and we're going to see those hints in a moment.
When you mentioned that there's vicissitudes and intricacies of life that may dictate which way we pick them, in light of that, why would you say that it's actually better to take the consistent approach all the time? Because someone could say, despite the hassles I'm having, and the issues at home, and the issues at the airport, I'm going to be consistent because that's a better approach.
First of all, I think you should be consistent. It's a good idea to have a consistent halachic lifestyle. But second of all, you have to be sensitive to the fact that sometimes there's vicissitudes of life that dictate otherwise.
Yeah, and if you're going to be,
if you're going to be, as we say in Hebrew, Rosh Bakir, in other words, you're going to put your head into the wall and you say, I don't care what's happening. I'm davening chakras at nights. I don't care. My kid has a bar mitzvah in shul on Shabbos at the 8:30 minyan. I daven nights. So I'm going to the night. I'm not going to be at my son's bar mitzvah. I'll go there. I won't daven because, consistent. Interesting, no? Consistent. I think consistent is important. Very important in halachic lifestyle and in life. But you have to be prepared for surprises. And there are surprises. There are surprises. I always daven slichos after chatzos, let's say. But I have to get up tomorrow very, very early. So maybe I'll have to daven slichos at a different time. We have to see what the points of view are on that issue. I always go daven mincha 1 o'clock, but I have a meeting set for 12 o'clock or 12:30. It's an important meeting with an important individual. Am I going to tell that individual? No, by me, mincha's at 1 o'clock every day, so I can't make any meeting at 12:30. With due respect, I think if that's your approach, then you're not going to be able to deal with life. As I said, if you're living in a bubble, then your teeth are always white, you keep us on your head, nothing changes, it's great. You get up in the morning, you wash your hands, you go to Minyan, you come home, you eat breakfast, everything's right on time. This is like George Banks at the beginning of Mary Poppins over there, right? He comes in at 6:01, 6:02 he gets his cardigan, 6:03 the kids come, 6:04 they go to bed. That's beautiful. But what happens when things change?
But on the Yom Tov, we can't apply this.
Why not? Yeah. Let's bring that out to the table. We'll take a commercial break. Why not? Let's see the next halacha, and you'll tell me why is Yom Tov different. There's an illusion out there, it's a myth, and it says Yom Tov is different. I don't know why people say it. It's not any different.
Well, it depends on the Yom
Tov. It's not any different. I will get to each Yom Tov, and believe me, by the end of this year, you're going to say, wow, either I learned something today, or this guy's an apikoros. Because we were taught, you can make an early Shabbos, but you can't make an early Yom Tov. Okay, I will now say, for the record, that is a myth. And I will prove why. Let's start with Shabbos. All of a sudden, when you get to Shabbos, instead of choosing one way to go for the rest of your life, comes to Shulchan Aruch and says, Makdimin litpalel avit yoter mibimot chol, on Erev Shabbat you can daven earlier than the weekdays, ubeplag amincha yechol la'adlik ulekabel Shabbat bitfilat arvit v'lechol miyad. And at plug, you could light your candles, and you can daven Ma'ariv, and you can make Kiddush, say a motzi, and from our perspective, you can finish your entire meal before even the sun sets.
As long as you read Shema.
Shema we'll get to. So the Mishnah Berurah comes along and says, "Afilu nogim lipalel ma'ariv bizmana, mutarim lipalel b'leil Shabbat mibaod yom, milvad sheyem miplag amincha ve'eilach." Why is Shabbos different than the rest? As we saw clearly in Siman Reish Lamed and Gimel, from Sunday to Thursday, pick one way for the rest of your life. That's the clear preference of the Shulchan Aruch. Epesi allows you to pick from one day to another, but that's a shahat adchak. All of a sudden, on Erev Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Samech Zayin, go for it! So Sunday through Thursday, Mincha is at 8 o'clock, Shkia, I don't know, 8:20, the rabbi gives a shir, we daven Ma'ariv later. Friday night, Mincha is at 6 o'clock. How did that happen? So explains the Mishnah Berurah, the kevan de mitzvah to losif michol al hakodesh v'kvar kibel Shabbat alav yechol ismoch al da'at asurim dahave kelayla li'inyan tefillah. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Why is Erev Shabbos different from all? Excuse the pun. Why is this night different from all other nights?
You're adding from holy to holy.
Because there's a mitzvah on Erev Shabbos to add from the mundane onto the holy. In other words, if Shabbos starts from our perspective at Shkia, 7:35, it's a mitzvah to add on a little bit. How much is that a little bit? It's a big question. But let's just assume 18 minutes. So it's a mitzvah. So if you daven an early Shabbos, you're doing a good thing. What are you doing? You're not just eating dinner earlier because your kids are not going to be up, but rather you're doing Tosefes Shabbos properly. Because what happens in the winter? Shabbos starts at 4:30. That's 18 minutes before Shkia and Efrat usually. So our Shabbos really begins at 4:48. But because you have this mitzvah to add on to Shabbos, Shabbos begins at 4:30. That's candle lighting time. What time is Mincha usually?
10 minutes
after. What time we got to now? We got to 4:40. What time is Shkia? 4:48. You tell me how you can daven Mincha with a Chazarat Hashatz and add on to Shabbos with that system. So there's answers kvetched out. We all know the answers. Be'etzem you're mekabel Shabbos, but you only mekabel the malachos of Shabbos, so you don't go to shul with a pen in your pocket, and you're not about to write a check. What you do is you mekabel Shabbos, but you only mekabel the malachos of Shabbos. But you didn't say Kiddush yet, so therefore you can still daven Mincha as if it's Friday. In other words, you didn't turn Friday into Shabbos, just mekabel the malachos. But if you want to do it properly, and you say Shabbos l'chol davar, so daven at an early minyan. It's perfect. Think about it. Beautiful. You'll daven Mincha before the plug. Candlelighting time is an hour and a half away. And you already daven Ma'ariv, and you say Ataki dash tad yom ha'shvi, you sanctified the Sabbath day. And after you said you sanctified the Sabbath day, you go home and you make Kiddush, and you eat challah, and you say a dvort in the parsha, and you fight at the table, and everything that usually happens on Friday night happens, and you're mekayim, this beautiful mitzvah of Mosif Michal Al HaKodesh. Now I will add in parentheses, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, but he uses the words Yesh Misha Omer, or something along those lines, because the Rambam doesn't believe there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. He only believes there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, only on Erev Yom Kippur. That's the original, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tet, that's the original exploration from the words Mi'erev Av Erev Tishpatu Shabbat Chem, that we start our Yom Kippur on the 9th. But the Gemara there goes on and says, what about Shabbos, what about Yontiv? And it brings Psukim. Somehow the Rambam didn't paskin the rest of the Gemara. But the Shulchan Aruch does clearly paskin there is a mitzvah. And therefore, when you see candlelighting time, you know you still have a few minutes till Shkia. Each community according to their minhag. Some have a half an hour before, some have 18 minutes before. Yerushalayim has 40 minutes before. Each one according to their minhag.
Is extending Shabbat the same idea?
Exactly the same. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, even though we have this cardinal rule, choose Rabbi Yehuda or Chachamim for the rest of your life, except for one day a week. Which day? Shabbos. Why? Because Erev Shabbos, there's an additional mitzvah, Mosif Michal HaKodesh. And I'm sure the Mishnah Berurah saw what happens to us in the winter. People get into shul at those last minutes, and there's no Tosefes Shabbos. Right? And therefore, he said, it's a good idea. And therefore, even though I originally said from Sunday to Thursday, pick one, Friday, because we have an additional obligation upon ourselves of Tosefes Shabbos, and early minyan's good. But says the Mishnah Berurah, even when you do that, keep the rules. What's the rules? We have Chachamim, we have Rabbi Yehuda. We don't have both Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim mixed up. And therefore you have to make sure to make the minyan before plag, mincha. And Ma'ariv is davened after plag.
Can you apply the rule to Yom Tov also?
We'll get to that. Just to finish the sentence, the Mishnah Berurah here all of a sudden opens up a Pandora's box that's going to occupy us for the next few weeks and says, the Yesh Umrim, and some say, the Bitzibor, here comes Harold's Bitzibor, Yesh Lahakel Yipalel Ma'ariv Me'od Yom, Afim Yipalel Mincha Achar Plaga Mincha. Whoops! Up until now, I saw there was two points of view, Rabbi Yehuda's model and the Chacham's model. And I saw that there were two points of view. Either you do like one for the rest of your life or every single day. All of a sudden, here, Rabbi Yehuda Berurah adds a third option. What's the third option? I call it the about-face option. You daven mincha like Chachamim and Ma'ariv like Rabbi Yehuda. Where did that come from?
Well, the needs of the tzibor somehow.
Right, he uses the word bitzibor. Whoa. That's going to open up Pandora's box. Now, that makes no sense. If you turn the page, you'll see the Biur Halacha, also written by the Chafetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah says, Masha katavnu she'en li smoch v'chulei, hu misham d'chol ha'achrolim lo iskiru kul azo, v'ta'amam hu d'kevan da'anan anhigan, v'shar yemot ha'chol yitpalel bezbanan kadin, mishum da'en l'kul azo, makor min ashash, ech nismoch ha'kul azo b'shabes. Why did the Mishnah Berurah originally say that you really that even in the summer you should daven mincha and ma'ariv later when Shabbos really begins? Because where did we find this in the Gemara that it said Erev Shabbos was different? There's rules and regulations about mincha ma'ariv from Sunday through Friday. I don't care what comes in the middle. Therefore, just to make it clear, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you should start Shabbos whenever Shabbos really begins. He concedes that you can do the plaga mincha idea. And then all of a sudden he says a yesh omrim that you can do the about face. So all of a sudden on Erev Shabbos, all bets are off. We have three points of view. First point of view is when Shabbos comes in. If you're consistent all week to daven Ma'ariv at 8, that's when you should daven Friday night. Second point of view is, no, Erev Shabbos, you can paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. You can do an early Shabbos. And the third point of view is, even if you don't do an early Shabbos, but you daven mincha after the plag, you can also daven Ma'ariv after the plag before Shkia. Why? We don't know why yet. But only Bitzibor, only if you're in a minion. That opens a Pandora's box. Now, questions?
You didn't finish the line.
Yeah.
It's just literally shameless smoke.
That's exactly what I just alluded to. Why ainly smoke al
zeh? Because it's an opinion that's not brought down to Gemara at all.
No, he says why. Rakish ehumi palel ma'ariv al kol panim. In other words, he says, that in a tzibur, when you're in a minyan, you can do this tarte de satra, you can contradict yourself, you can have in a mincha like chachamim and a ma'ariv like Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, Enli smoch al zeh. No way. Where did we find this? In the Gemara, there's two models, Rabbi Yehuda chachamim. There's no in-between model that says, use the kulas of both. Therefore, he doesn't like it. And therefore, Norman of Shul's, in Israel at least, who do an early Shabbos, keep this rule. Now how do you know there's an early Shabbos that keeps this rule? Dead giveaway? If the early Shabbos changes every week, you know they're keeping this rule. If it stays at 7 o'clock, they are lismoch al zeh, and they are going to go to the left side of the page, where Betzibor yesh lahakel. That opens a Pandora's box.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to deal with that Pandora's box because that, wow. Now I'm going to add a wow to the wow. Here we were talking about Erev Shabbos with the Tosefes Shabbos. The Epis, you know, with this Mishnah Berurah, I can go to sleep at night and I could say, you know what, he was Mekel on Erev Shabbos to do a mincha like Chachamim and a Ma'ariv like Rabbi Yehuda because of this Tosefes Shabbos idea. Now turn the page and you'll see that all of a sudden the Mishnah Berurah goes one step further. V'chozah mitpalel b'yichidi. Going back to Reish Lamed Gimel. Aval tzibur sheitpalelu mincha. But if the minyan daven mincha, ukesheyelchu leveitam yetorach lekabtzam shenit, and if they go home, it's going to be very difficult to get him back. Now let's think where he lived. The Mishnah Berurah lived in Radin in Poland. If they daven mincha and they got the shkia, when is Ma'ariv? In Israel, we're closer to the equator. About 20 minutes later, we usually say. How about in Poland? You can look outside 20 minutes later, it's still light. 30 minutes later, sometimes it's still light. 40 minutes later, I was in Germany, I remember looking outside. 50 minutes later, I couldn't yet daven Ma'ariv if I wanted to keep this rule.
Perfect time for a
so says the Mishnah Berurah, if the people daven mincha and go home, and there's no way they're coming back, V'yitpalel tefilat ha'tzibur legamrei. There's not ever going to be a minyan from Ma'ariv. Hikelu achronim shemutal yitpalel avit samuch lemincha. So not only does the Mishnah Berurah say that on Erev Shabbos, he says it on every day of the week, albeit, what is he limited to? Not to you at home, not to you getting on the plane, but to the minyan. On Erev Shabbos, I could probably understand the Svara because of Tosefes Shabbos. The rest of the week, because the minyan's going to go. Yeah,
some shuls have the 7 o'clock, and they'll have one of the months. And then the shows you have it on the minyan.
So Harold's talking about what we call paradise. When you have a lot of people, and there's a lot of minyans, and you can pick and choose. But most communities around the world, if they even have a daily minyan, they're lucky if they got 10 people davening there. They have one chance. It's not like a tank where you shoot once, you didn't get your target, you can shoot again. It's like a cannon. You got one shot. That's it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if I'm living in a place where if I daven mincha, and people go home, they're not coming back, you can do a mincha like Chachamim and a Ma'ariv like Rabbi Yehuda, and it's a tarte de satre, and you're contradicting yourself, and it's against everything we said, but all of a sudden when it comes to a minyan, the minyan's going to meet batel, the bets are off. So not only did we open up a Pandora's box on Erev Shabbos, we opened it up for every day of the week if you're not going to get a minyan. So let's just throw it out there that if you're leaving a place where if you daven mincha, according to the plag, at certain times of the year, there's no parking outside the shul. But if in the summer you leave it at 7 o'clock every day, and you know then there's a lot of parking, and it's after dinner and people will come, and 7 o'clock today is after plag, as we said, plag is at 6:08, so you daven mincha like the Chachamim, it's before Shkia. Then you daven Ma'ariv like Rabbi Yehuda, and says, in the Mishnah Berurah, it's okay, because if you don't do that, once they're out, they're not coming back in. Incidentally, this is why when I was a Rav in a community, I did not say that anyone's not allowed to go out for Yisker, but I did everything possible people would not go out for Yisker because I had the same chashash that once they're going out, they're not coming back in for Musaf. So I found a tefillah, a beautiful tefillah, that if you don't say Yisker, you say at that very same moment, the Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your parents are alive. So I have not gone on for Yisker for years and years and years. Now that I lost my two rabbeim, I have reason to say Yisker as well. But ultimately, in those years, I didn't go out. Because I knew they're going out, perhaps they're not coming back in, and what have I accomplished? That's basically what the Mishnah Berurah is willing to do with Zmanei Tefillah. And now you understand where the 7 o'clock p.m. Mincha, Ma'ariv, and Shul came from that Mishnah Berurah. Now, before Bruce raises his hand, you threw out before a myth, and I want to now totally eradicate the myth. This will be the end of the shiur for today. Next week we'll see what's the justification of the Mishnah Berurah to say what he says, because we usually don't talk that way. We don't say, well, if there's no minyan, then you can daven shachris at, 10 o'clock in the morning.
That was my question. Can we add
shachris? Well, what is, where did this come from?
Well, why can't we add
shachris? The Mishnah Berurah makes no sense to us.
Why isn't shachris added to the list?
Because if Zman Tefillah ends at 9:30, no one in the right mind, well, if there's no minyan, then you can do what you want. Does it make sense? Obviously, it's based on something. We'll have to see what next week. Right. And I want to prove next week that the 7 o'clock p.m. is not just to be dievet. It has what to be based on. In Rishonim, that did it, especially in the Ashkenazi countries, where it was very difficult, as the Mishnah Berurah alludes to.
But you wouldn't add shachrit, as you said. If you could get the 10 guys at 10 o'clock every morning, they'd all show
well,
up.
Well, Zmanei shachrit are very, very clear. You have to remember, Zman Shachris begins at Netzach Hama, goes 4 hours into the day, relative hours, and then, from then until Chatzos, you can daven, but you don't have Schar Tefillah Bizmana. So if 10 o'clock, that's the only time you can do it, I would encourage it. It's before Chatzos, albeit, what should you personally do? I'd have to advise you personally. But after Chatzos, you can't daven Shachris. So all of a sudden, we have rules and regulations for every day. All of a sudden, it comes to a minyan? We play around with Ma'ariv. Mincha, we don't play around with. Notice. Mincha, either we're davening like Rabbi Yehuda or like Chachamim. It's only when you come to Ma'ariv that you contradict yourself. So when you're davening Mincha, you're still on good ground.
But wait a minute. Isn't there a difference, Ma'ariv, also from Mincha that some people hold that the Shkia is later?
Yeah. So not that Shkia is later, but that the Shkia talked about in the Gemara is later. In other words, sunset is whenever it says on your app, and then it could be the weather app. It doesn't have to be the Zmonim app. And the later is the Rabbeinu Tam time, which says that the Halachic Shkia is far later. Correct. But I'm saying, it's very strange here, Because with mincha, we don't play around. Anytime you daven mincha, you're on good ground. The problem begins when you daven ma'ariv, then you contradict yourself with mincha. So if you don't daven ma'ariv, you're fine. And that's going to be the hint for next week. And I'll just give you the hint. Tfilat ar ha'erev en la keva, says the Mishnah. Why can we play around more with ma'ariv than with mincha? But that's next week. Now I want to take care of your myth. Clearly the Shulchan Aruch says there's a mitzvah l'osif michol l'kodesh, and he says that with regard to Yontif too. But regardless, and we already said that Am Yisrael paskind, that you can play around with the days, albeit you can't play around on the same day. Now, why can't you make an early Pesach? Seder night?
Because if there's Shabbat Pesach in Shavuot, you have to wait.
Why can't you make an early Pesach?
Let's you have wait. To wait till full.
Till we'll go on order. Pesach, why can't you make an early Pesach?
You have to wait until the full.
To do what?
For Kiddush.
For Kiddush. Kiddush is one of the Arba Kosos. We paskin by Erev Tochlu Matzos. You can only do the mitzvahs of the night at night. So therefore, you can't start the Seder till night. Now, how does that spill over to Ma'ariv? You can daven Ma'ariv at the plag. Daven Mincha before the plag, Ma'ariv after the plag. Go home. Welcome all your guests to your Seder. Sit around the table. Don't make Kiddush yet! Sing Chag Gadya. Let the kids do all their plays. Everyone should fight with each other at that moment. And then, exactly at Seis, Kiddush is in the air. Your Seder will end earlier. You'll be calmer. There's no, absolutely no one that says on Erev Pesach, you can't do an early Erev Pesach Ma'ariv. No such view. The only view I would be able to concede to, perhaps, is that because the minhag of all Eretz Yisrael, Hasidim, and Sfaradim, who follow the Shulchan Aruch, is to say Hallel with the bracha on the night of Pesach in Shul, perhaps they say you have to wait till it's night. But I have not seen that brought down anywhere. So you can daven Ma'ariv early, you can't start the Seder early. Now you understand where the myth came from? Because you can't start the Seder early, it's like you can't start Ma'ariv early. Not true.
It's also chashash maybe that if you go home, you can go home and start.
Correct, it's chashash, but we don't make gzeiros today, new gzeiros. So you can make an early Pesach. Shvi Shel Pesach. Can you make an early Pesach? An early Shvi Shel Pesach this year was Thursday. Can you make it early? Many people say, Yontif, you can't make it early. Any reason why not Shvi Shel Pesach? None. None. Absolutely no reason. This year Shvi Shel Pesach was Thursday. Friday was Erev Shabbos. Can you make an early minyan on Friday going into Shabbos? I'm not talking about the normative second day Yontif, which is 2 weekdays, which perhaps is more problematic. I'm talking about Friday into Shabbos. Do we make chin from Friday to Shabbos? Can we do a chana from Friday? Can we cook a chulent on Friday, which is a yantif for Shabbos, with an Erev Tavshilin? We can. So kol shekein, not only can you make an early minyan, but the Magen Avraham says it's a good idea because of halachos of Erev Tavshilin. I won't get into why, but that's a whole story into itself. So if Pesach we're taken care of. Shavuos! Can you make an early Shavuos?
No, you have to wait a full...
No, you have to wait a full what?
Well, don't you have to wait till
the Tamir? It says Sheva Shabbatot Temimot, and you have to wait till the end of the 49th day to begin Shavuos. You know who says that? Doesn't say that in the Gemara. Doesn't say that in Rishonim. To my knowledge, the first person to ever say it and bring it down is the Taz. The Taz was written 17th century. In the Gemara itself, the word Temimot is used for something totally different. It means you should start every night to count Sphira at the beginning of the day. When is the beginning of the day?
Well, as the sun sets.
At night. Perhaps the Tosfos says, even at Ben Hashmashos, it's even better. Because it's the Rabbanim today, whatever it is. So if there's a need on Erev Shavuos, I would even allow it. Now, this year Erev Shavuos is Motzei Shabbos. Here you have more of a chashash, because people will do Malacha from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos, which is clearly usher, just like from day one to day two of Yontif and Chutz La'aretz. Perhaps there's more of a reason. But if there's a need, even on Motzei Shabbos, you can make a plag minyan. That's exactly how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. But Shavuos, we have this Tmimos idea. It's been ingrained into Am Yisrael because of the Taz. The Korban Etanel, by the way, disagrees with the Taz as he's made it up. Does not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz says it. But we can leave Shavuos out. Let's go on. Rosh Hashanah. Can you make an early Rosh Hashanah? Think about the first day here.
Again, it's a Kiddush question.
What's the Kiddush question? You make an early Kiddush on Friday night. Why can't you make Kiddush on Erev Rosh Hashanah? So there's a Maharil that says Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't make an early minyan. Why? Because No idiot will be running to his trial to get there early. He says, you're about to go on to trial. So if you have to go to trial, you have to. What, you can get there early? What, are you excited about it? So he says you shouldn't do it. But other than the Maharil that's not brought in the Gemara, it's not Rishonim, and that Rosh Hashanah is okay. Yom Kippur, can you make an early Yom Kippur? You can, but you're just a moron, and I'll tell you why. Because you're fasting longer. But you can. No problem with that. Okay? Now, let's get to Sukkos. Can you make an early Sukkos? Sukkos, we have a problem. What's the problem?
You're going to sit in the Sukkah.
If you sit in the Sukkah before it's actually Sukkos on the calendar, there's a Machlokas Taz in Marashal, if you've turned whatever Erev Sukkos into Sukkos, or no, Ma'ariv, you can daven early, but you have to wait to eat. So let's be machmir on the shy like the Maharshal, and we won't eat in the sukkah till the night, but you can make an early minyan. And then you can invite the guests in and talk and this and that, and exactly at Tzeis, Kiddush is in the air in the sukkah with a leishev. Same question, Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a big question, both in Chutz La'aretz and in Israel. In Israel, Shmini Atzeres is the end of Sukkos, and where do we eat dinner? At home. Can you make an early Ma'ariv? Absolutely, you can make an early Ma'ariv. What's the problem? When you get home, where do you eat? If it's still Sukkah, you're supposed to eat in the Sukkah. And if you eat a bread outside the Sukkah, you're Mevatel a mitzvah sasei, midor raisa. And if it's not Sukkah, then you can eat at home. The Taz says, it's already not Sukkah, you can eat at home. The Marshal says, hoo-hoo, not so fast, man. Maybe you daven Ma'ariv, very nice. You could say gejuntiv, that's fine, harmless. You can light the candles, harmless. But you can't do it because you're maybe supposed to eat in the sukkah. In Chutz La'aretz, less of a problem, but still a problem. The Gemara Paskins, and I know this is one of the most controversial Gemaras in the world, that on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz, you're supposed to sit in the sukkah without a bracha. Sukkah daf mem zayin amud aleph. There's a long debate at the end of it in the middle of the page. Hilchata. There, unlike our Gemara over here. Halachas Paskind? What? You sit in the sukkah, albeit without a bracha. What happens when you do an early Shmini Atzeres? So again, Ma'ariv, you can daven early. That's not a problem. You come home, a gejuntiv, Chag Sameach. We're in Chutz La'aretz now. It's not Simchas Torah. Right? Where do you eat? In the sukkah. Dead giveaway. That's what the Gemara says. Do you make a leishev or don't you? So here the problem's a little more minor because we would probably say Safek Brachos Lahakel. So you're still sitting in the sukkah, brachos and amakvot, and maybe it's okay. So therefore the problem is less major. But on all the Yomim Tovim I just said, maybe with the exception of Shavuos, okay? And even on Shavuos I can make the case it wasn't talking about Ma'ariv, it was talking about the meal, or the Kiddush. You can make an early Ma'ariv. Now you know where it came from, Yontiv not. It started with Shavuos Tmimos. Then each one, there was a pickpock, not so much because of Ma'ariv, but because of what happens after Ma'ariv. What happens on the Seder night after Ma'ariv?
The Kiddush.
The Kiddush has to be at night. We're afraid people will make it early. Mm-hmm. What happens on Rosh Hashanah? You're running to your trial. Not the worst thing in the world. What happens on Sukkos? Maybe you're sitting in the Sukkah and you're making a bracha. It's not yet Sukkos. So again, the problem is not Ma'ariv. What's the problem? What you do after Ma'ariv. Therefore, because on Erev Shabbos we're so used to davening Ma'ariv, going out making Kiddush, people had this idea in their head, you can't do that on Yontif. The truth is, you can absolutely do it on Yontif. The problem usually is with the Kiddush afterwards. So if you're a responsible shul and a responsible Rav, you would give instructions of what people should do. When I was a Rav, and I thought that on Erev Pesach there will be no minyan whatsoever if we waited till Tzeis, and there's no reason to wait till Tzeis, by the way, on Erev Pesach. We davened that plag on the first night. It was before people usually started their seders. And then I gave a whole list of, just like you have a seder, Kadesh Yorchatz, I gave a list of times. Ma'ariv will end around here. People will get home around here. You can sing Chad Gadja, Chad Miyodea, and all the songs at the end of the seder first. That I was willing to change the seder around a little. And then, exactly at this moment, you make Kiddush and you go through the seder and you do all the mitzvahs of the night. But again, it's not Ma'ariv, it's what you do after Ma'ariv. So I hope I was able to eradicate the myth today.
Yeah.
Okay. We will continue next week to give legitimacy to the 7 o'clock p.m. Ma'ariv.